Ahem, I said. Fane shot me a deliberate smile. Those inexplicably sensual, mismatched lips are what had attracted me to him in the first place. Time to put on the horse blinders. I slid around him, shutting my door before Fane could do it for me. Meanwhile, Noelle stood beside Henry's open door, trying to coax him out. Come on, Henry. This is for your own safety. Henry didn't budge. Fane walked around swiftly, a feat he managed gracefully on his sturdy, strong legs. Fane didn't ask. He pulled Henry out.
Let's go.
Noelle and I followed Fane and Henry up a flight of outdoor stairs to an open hallway. Our collective footsteps sounded like a stampede over the wood floorboards. We reached a door at the end of the hall. Fane knocked 3 times, paused, and knocked 3 times more. At the end of the last knock, there was movement behind the door, followed by the crack of a deadbolt snapping back. The door opened 2 inches before catching on a chain.
Who's there? A voice boomed. Fane snorted. Who do you think? I called you 30 minutes ago.
The door slammed shut. Fane released Henry and stretched, causing a subtle six-pack to strain through his black tee. I would have rolled my eyes if I wasn't busy gawking. Noelle had her phone out, thumbing over the screen. Boy, was I glad washboard abs didn't do it for her. She could keep her bony goth boys all to herself. A second later, the door flew back. A lanky dude in baggy jeans, a red hoodie, yellow shoulder-length hair, and a sideways baseball cap did a series of sideways moves with his arms and hands, as though gaining his footing on top of a balancing board.
Yo! Fane Donato, my man! What's up?
Fane lifted his chin.
Yo, Zeke.
Yo!
Zeke said back louder.
Yo, 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 yo!
Come on in, Donato and company.
I glanced at Fane. When he told me he knew someone who could keep an eye on Henry, this wasn't what I'd imagined.